I make it a habit to be on the top by making it a habit of getting to the bottom of it all. Interesting concept, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Inspiration. I make it a habit to be on top by making it a habit of getting to the bottom of it all. Think about that. When we are aware of how things function, when we are aware of the reasons behind it, when we're aware of the reasons that things are being done in the first place, we can handle it very nicely. And when we're not aware, then we stumble. Then we feel that we do not have the inspiration or the illumination to do a thing. Now, that, of course, is the action of an incompetent person. An incompetent person is a person who has to know everything, to be at the bottom of it and be at the top of it. My goodness. And you say you make a habit of being on top of it by making a habit of getting to the bottom of it all? Well, what is the bottom of it all for most things? The bottom of it all is that all is good and very good. But that's not the way that scientists work at things, and that's not the way that humanity works at things. That's true. That's true. If we were to all work at it from the positive point of view of saying that everything was good and very good, then we would find that everything is good and very good. However, if we're going to work at it from the point of view that everything has hidden motives about it, everything has some hidden critique that wants to make it difficult for us, then that's what it'll be too. It's very important for us to think whether we are thinking psychologically, metaphysically, or physically. Because if we are thinking physically, then we do have to get to the bottom. We do have to unearth all of the facts and come up with the true experiences. Now, in light of that, science has been doing some interesting research into the dead people. Like Napoleon. They had a chance to get to Napoleon's grave, they think. And they had a chance to check Napoleon's hair, they think. And when they checked Napoleon's hair, they found arsenic and other things in there which would have killed anybody. And they presume that that's how Napoleon was killed. He was poisoned. They feel that someone, and then they start considering the possibilities, who would have done it. They've always thought that because he was not a man who was sick, and yet he died. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't it fascinating to know that ancient history about how Napoleon died and how the various people have in history gone through experiences by checking on their bones and stuff like that? Well, that is very fascinating. And does it give science an edge on things? Oh, yes, a very nice edge. And you see, science is working very diligently to come around to exactly what philosophy has always said. And philosophy has always said all time is now and all space is here. Now science has come around to that same conclusion. And you see, if science were to meditate and introspect and listen to their divine self, as many of them do, they would have the answer. There was a series of experiments done by one of the outstanding psychiatrists of our time. And as she was doing these experiments, she would go into a doctor's office and have her psychic sit on the outside and come up with reports as to the patients that were coming in, what was wrong with them. Not talking to them or touching them or anything, just feeling their aura, feeling their vibrations. And so then later that day at noon, they all gathered together with a doctor who was there, and they compared notes. And usually the girls were far more thorough in their investigation or their diagnosis of the patients than the doctor was, because they did not look at the outer appearances. they looked right through the person, right into their inner beingness, and they came up with the facts. Now, it's true. The doctor has gone to medical school, and he's gone to many courses on diagnosis, and he is a thorough doctor and a good doctor. But he didn't use the one practice of looking within the patient from his heart. Now, many doctors do this, and then they confirm it with their outer diagnosis, because they don't want anyone saying that they're using this sort of strange way of looking at medical patients. But if we all look to the back and the bottom of everything, we'll find out lots of good things. We'll find out lots of interesting things that'll challenge us and delight us and enthuse us and amuse us. But is it really necessary or beneficial for our life? For us to stay on top of things, do we have to get to the bottom? Do we have to read the daily newspapers to know what's going on in the world? Someone comes up to you and says, did you know that they had a riot over in San Diego, and that this was the extent of the riot, and they had done some terrible things? And you say, no, I didn't. Oh, yes, and they did this and that and the other thing. That's interesting. No, I didn't know. Well, aren't you angry about it? Why should I be angry? Well, the thing is, they messed up these stores, and they did these things to these people, and then you throw in a zinger, you know. They turned over your car and set it on fire. Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice? Yeah, why, what would be wrong? Well, they burned up your car. Well, that's why cars have insurance, you know. If something is done to them that you had nothing to do with, the insurance company pays for that. Oh, hadn't thought of it that way. My goodness. But why should I ever be upset about anything when it is done? I look at all things and I see to myself that all things are beautiful and good, and I will not let myself be irritated by anything that is over, that's past, that's no longer important in my life. Well, what kind of car are you going to get? Hey, I haven't even gotten the report that my car has been damaged. You might have a misdirection on that. It might not be my car. It might have been looking like my car. It might have even had labels on it like my car has. But it possibly is not my car. Well, now, how can you say that? Well, because I just put my car in the garage not more than 10 minutes ago. Oh. Oh. You see, he was so sure it was my car. He was so sure. He had my license number. He had everything that was exactly the same. But my car is in the garage. Now, but it was your license number. Well, I don't know. Let's take a look. Well, where did you get that special license plate? Oh, it just came in the mail. I ordered it. Well, what did you do with the other one? I don't know. It's not here, but I don't know what I did with it, you know. Well, my goodness. The evidence was so strong that that was your car, same type of car and same everything, and same license plate. Are you sure it's the same license plate? And then I say, come here. So I go to the front of the garage, and I find the old plates, which I changed. Was it just like this? Yeah, exactly like that. Oh, you got a one in front, and he had a zero. Oh. How about that? You see, we jump to conclusions from perfectly logical conclusions. I mean, my goodness, how many cars are lookalikes and how many cars have similar license plates and how many people know it, you know, and when they see it, they are interested in it. Well, this guy lived across the street from me, and my car was parked in front of my house oftentimes or in the driveway with the license plate sticking right in his nose, you know, and one of his lesser exciting moments between television shows, he looked over and said, XYPDQR32, you know, and XYPDQR32, XYPDQR32. He made sort of a rhyme out of it, and next thing you know, he knew it. Only it was so close, he thought it was right. And, you know, that's what we do with that statement, too. Seek ye first all things, and the kingdom of God will be added unto you. It sounds so right, doesn't it? But it's wrong, isn't it? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. But My goodness, it sounds so right, because all the phrases are there and all the words and letters are there, but it's not. You see, I make it a habit to be on top. And I say, by making it a habit of getting to the bottom of it all. And what is the bottom of it all? My awareness that I am God. My awareness that I speak from the positive attitude within myself. I know that I know that I know. What?
God in me and gives me the answer.
I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. That's right. I know that I know that I know. Now, that's all we have to do. That's our shovel. That's our information. That's our background. I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. And whenever I need an answer for anything, it's right there. I don't have to dig. I don't have to get to the bottom of it, physiologically speaking. I get to it metaphysically speaking. I get to it mentally. And I know it all. It works, yeah. It's kind of a fascinating thing. But think about that. If you make it a habit of always being on top, you make it a habit of being on top because you say, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. Then when you say that, then there is no other time. And there is no other answer. It's quite exciting. Think on these things and work with them. And realize that you know that you know that you know. And you realize that all is known to you right now. Have a lovely afternoon, and know that my instant inspiration is always yours to enjoy forevermore. I love you, I love you, I love you.